and they smell like skunk, only it's more penetrating, seem like. Mm. Not as bad, but not as much, but it's more penetrating. It's almost a sickening smell. Mm. And I haven't seen any for a long time, but when I was a kid, we catch quite a few of them. And they're pretty looking animals, the way they're striped, all right, but they're small. I don't think they get over that tall.
This fellow had the impression that they were more liable to go rabid than a lot of animals.
Well, it could be. Now, I understand rabies doesn't play any particular part in any of them, other than the living in close quarters. And if one gets rabies, you know what will happen to the rest. They're liable to bite each other, see? Now, there is another type of civet cat, but they're not in this area at all. I don't know whether you all have ringtails up your way or not.
Ringtail.
It's kind of a, on the civet cat, it's a more lanky weasel, you know, might know why it's on that order, but heavier and taller. And the ring a tail, about that long, and there's black and white rings around there, so we call it a ringtail. And that fur is high priced. It was, during this last war, they went up to $15-16 for a little pelt like that. And I don't know, last year they were only $3, I believe. And there is a civet cat that is similar to it, but it doesn't have the rings on the tail. But not around here. I've seen in magazines, so.
Well, do you have different types of squirrels in this area, or are they mostly just?
Two squirrels primarily, that's the gray squirrel and the black squirrel. The black squirrel, they usually call the mountain squirrel or the rock squirrel. And people don't eat them. I don't know, I never tried them, but they say they don't taste too good and they're too tough. Now the gray squirrel is good eating, especially young ones, fat.
So you don't have the red squirrel?
No, not here that I know of. East Texas, I think, has a red squirrel. And I believe they have the flying squirrel, what they call the flying squirrel. But we don't have them here.
Hey, by any chance, have you ever heard the red squirrel called the fox squirrel?
Yes, I haven't heard it called, but in reading I've run across that term.
I see. Well, what about talking about feathered animals? Do you have a bird around here that's supposedly able to see in the dark?
Oh, we have any number of them as far as that's concerned. We have we call them bull bats. And then there is the, similar to the bull bat. The bull bat likes to land on pavement. In the nighttime, you can sometimes see the eyes. And just before you get to them, they fly off. And in the evening, don't have too many around here like we used to have. Evening, they'd fly around and they kind of dive down and say, boom. That's why they call them bull bats. And what is that other bird that's similar to it?
What are you thinking of that? What do you call the bird that makes this hooting noise?
Oh, hoot owls?
Hoot owls.
Oh yeah, we have the hornet hoot owl. In other words, have like ears sticking up. Not as many as we used to. They gave me a lot of trouble at a range with my chickens. And sometimes they kill just for the sheer fun of killing. And sometimes they just kill and eat a little of the neck and maybe the head. That's it, period. Leave the rest of them. But I use strychnine on my chickens, just left them there and get them. And set traps on high poles, you know. They come around looking for chickens, they land on that high. They like a high open perch and get them in a steel trap. And I haven't had any trouble this last year or so.